I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, Shameless Sex family. Amy here. No April at this moment, although I'll be seeing her later today. We love you, April. This is a bonus episode. We like to release these, you know, at least once a month to give you something ad-free and easy to just dive into. Sometimes it is us interviewing a guest. Sometimes it's just us talking about things like our Shameless Sex Retreat in Tulum that's coming up or our book. This one, though, is about another podcast that you may have heard us talk about. In fact, she has been on our show, Danielle Bezalel, who has the Sex Ed with DB podcast. We're going to feature a 10-minute clip from an episode that she did on her show that we absolutely love. Danielle Bezalel, Sex Ed with DB, she is amazing. If you haven't listened to her podcast, just go and listen to one episode, because not only is it highly informative in the sex ed world, from everything from STIs to queer sex to how to spice up the bedroom, and also April and I have been on her show too, but she's also fun. She's playful. So you get all of the best things, informative, and you have a good time listening. This episode is also one of DB's favorites. It's with Dr. Lex Brown James, and it discusses long-term relationships, specifically also marriage, but just long-term relationships. So if you're not married, it would probably still resonate with you. And it's from a therapist perspective on how to work with couples where the sex may have changed or the connection may have changed. And, you know, what do you do there? What do you do when one person wants to have sex and the other person doesn't? So some of the questions that she asks the clients. And I really like at the end, stay tuned, listen all the way through. She talks about, I'm forgetting the terminology, but it's like naked homework, where there's certain prompts that couples, and I don't think she's actually in the room while they're naked. This is like they go home and do this together in the partnership. And there are certain prompts where the couple, they're naked and they're talking about certain things related to their bodies. And then the homework is to show up in that moment to help either, you know, heal or love on these certain parts of the naked partner. And I believe both partners are naked. It can sound a little edgy, but to me, I'm like, wow, that sounds awesome. Also, because I think it helps people drop from a lot of the headiness that's involved, a lot of the storytelling, like blah, 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 because you're probably feeling way more vulnerable and the mind isn't racing as fast. And it might be racing in other ways, like, oh my God, I'm naked. But I really liked it. I really liked what she said about, you know, if you're both naked and your partner says, here's this part of my body that I don't love, or that feels like it doesn't get enough attention. And then the other partner would give some loving touch to that part of the body, but it isn't all about sex, right? She talks about how so much touch, especially in long-term relationships, goes from non-sexual to sexual, and there's no in-betweens, right? But you can just give loving touch to the part of the body. You know, say it's, you know, my neck. I like my neck touched and kissed. It's not touched and kissed a lot, or I don't like my neck, or my neck hurts. I don't know. And instead of, you know, me receiving touch from my partner or from you, if you're my partner, and me thinking, oh my God, it's going to turn into sex, instead to just really feel like, oh no, they just want to show up for me in this way that feels really good. Anyways, stay tuned, and I'll tell you more at the end of this clip how you can listen to Sex Ed with DB and find more about this very specific, lovely, wonderful episode. So without further ado, here we go.
Hey there, I'm DB, host of the podcast Sex Ed with DB, where we serve up all the sex education you wish you had. We're on a mission to provide everyone with comprehensive, inclusive, pleasure-centered, and medically accurate sex education. Every week, we dive into conversations with fascinating guests from various backgrounds. Sex workers, therapists, kinksters, gynecologists, and more. Because let's face it, there's always more to learn about our bodies and desires. In this clip, get a taste of my recent conversation with the amazing Dr. Lex Brown-James, a licensed marriage and family therapist and a seasoned sex educator who came on the show to talk about how long-term couples can keep the spark alive in their relationships. Dr. Lex dives into why couples should hit pause on breakup conversations, her unique naked homework method for intimacy building, and her take on why people still choose marriage despite the 50% divorce rate. You don't want to miss this. Loving what you hear? Hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts for more insightful conversations. Join us at Sex Ed with DB for a sex ed experience like no other. Here I am with brilliant Dr. Lex Brown-James. I feel like I'm at a place right now where I'm 31 years old, right? And so a lot of my friends who have been in long-term relationships, there are some marriages that are happening. I've personally been with my partner for 7 years. We recently got engaged and we are getting married this year. So there's like that kind of path. Mm-hmm. And then there are some of my friends who are just starting to break up with their long-term partners who like had these plans and who, you know, were really looking forward to that. And that was their person. And it's just like, it feels very intense when there is this clear line for some people of like, you know, you did this or I feel this way and therefore we're not a right fit anymore. But how do you navigate or like, how do you recommend couples navigate that gray area where maybe they're like, how do we know if we want to keep investing in each other or not? We don't really talk about this gray area either, I feel.
No. And so that's oftentimes when I see people in my office, right? They've tried it on their own for a while. They might've went to church and got the counseling or whatever religious thing they're into. And then they're realizing like, it's not exactly working. Maybe we need a professional. And so what I usually have lovers do is I have them table breaking up and they decide on the time frame: 3 months, 6 months, 2 months, whatever it is. 2 months is not really enough time to do a lot of work, but 3 to 6 months is what I say. I say, everybody is dedicated to this relationship for the next 3 to 6 months. Breaking up is not an option. One, to alleviate fear that one person is going to be left. And so sometimes people do really strange things out of fear, right? Mm. I'm going to try and do everything I can to keep you. I'm going to try everything I can to prove, to have you prove that you care for me. And so that can be a really dangerous area to be in because people can start to feel desperate. So I'm going to alleviate that. I'm going to get that off the table. The other thing is, what would it be like broken up?
Right.
So, no, I don't want to have sex with you and you want to break up with me because I don't want to have sex with you, but I am so turned off. And so those are things that we have to parse out typically in therapy. And it helps when you have a third party because now the other person isn't an enemy, but I get to treat you as a team. Because my job is your relationship. I got to take care of the relationship between you two. And y'all have been actively harming it. So how do I help you heal it instead?
Yeah, it's so interesting because, I mean, I'm sure you have all the data and all the information on this as a couples therapist. But I feel like for me, as like a person whose parents got divorced at a very young age, like obviously what was modeled or not modeled for us does inherently in some capacity impact the way in which that we see our relationships. And I like, how do people like break that cycle if they were kind of not given the proper models for what a healthy relationship looks like?
Oh my gosh. That's one of my favorite questions and assessments. I say, who are your favorite relationship role models?
Mm.
And it is scary. When I tell you it is scary how many of people are like, I didn't have any. I look to The Cosby Show or Family Matters or some other sitcom of a TV family and their relationship. And I'm like, wow, that, I mean, it's sad. There's no one they could look to, and they're really trying to figure it out for themselves. And even with your parents, right? So they divorced very, very early. And sometimes divorce is the answer for folks and for families. And you saw a model of what you didn't want.
Right.
You're like, oh, I don't know if I want this for myself. And so you figured out that piece of it, which is great because you're not starting from scratch. That's something completely unknown. Right, that's true.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I don't know if other folks feel this as well, other kids of divorced parents, but I kind of, when I was a kid, made a promise to myself of like, I'm not gonna marry someone unless I've been with them. I chose an not that arbitrary, but kind of like 5 years. Like, I want to be with someone for at least 5 years before I commit to them, like blah, blah, blah. And no surprise, my partner and I have been together for 7 years. We're getting married like very close to our 8-year anniversary. And I wonder if I just like had that in the back of my head or, you know, like, cause we, I don't know. I think like marriage is something really interesting that I think like my generation of peers are thinking about more than ever. And we're getting married later than our parents did. But with the stats of like 50% of marriages end in divorce, it's really fascinating to me that we're, as a society, like kind of putting that stat aside and choosing still to go for it and to be in that no one usually, I think, gets married with the aim of getting divorced. I mean, maybe some, but most people don't. And so what do you think about that? About like this kind of big, scary stat out there and how we kind of still are romantics? Like, why are we still doing this, basically?
Well, I think we love love, right? I mean, and that's why I do my work. I love love. I love to be able to see that two people at 100% on their best days can come together and make something beautiful. And everybody wants to be wanted. That's another thing. Like, nobody's walking around like, I don't want anybody to want me. Like, no, everybody wants to be wanted. The 50% stat, I'm actually really happy about because at least in my communities, they're like, oh, you know, people don't get married and stay married like your grandma and grandpa. And I'm like, well, grandma couldn't buy a house by herself.
Right.
Like, grandma couldn't have a credit card. Right. Songs like Papa was a Rolling Stone because grandma couldn't leave. That's why.
Right.
She was there with 8 kids.
Dude, couldn't, for like, real. My grandma literally had 8 kids. Like, my dad is 1 of 8.
Right. So the options for folks back then were vastly different than they are now. And so if 50% of marriages are ending, that means 50% of people are finding out that they don't want to be in this relationship for the rest of their lives. They don't have to sacrifice themselves for the rest of their lives.
Right.
So I'm hoping those people can get to some type of happiness. And I love the fact that we're still taking leaps of faith. It's a faith that we can be together, that we can make this work. But I tell people every day, you're supposed to feel chosen by your lover every single day. And you're supposed to choose your lover every day. How are you doing that? What does that look like today?
That's special. We have an opportunity every day to show up for our partners and show up for ourselves. And speaking of you saying everyone wants to be wanted, let's transition to how you work with couples to keep things intimate and fun, because in the bedroom specifically, right? Because I feel like when I get questions from listeners around like, you know, how do I like strengthen my relationship? How do I keep things spicy in the bedroom? Like, how do I keep my partner excited, or how do I keep myself excited? And I feel like for those of us who do have a healthy sexual appetite, we desire sex with ourselves and with our partner. When that part is good, the rest can fall into place and vice versa. Like, when you're feeling good and connected out of the bedroom, then usually intimacy in the bedroom feels that much better. So I'm wondering, like, what are some kind of common tools and practices that you chat with couples about in this arena?
Oh, I love this. So something, and it typically lives on my Instagram. It's called Naked Homework. So I have all of my lovers do some version of naked homework assignments. It involves being naked and it's homework. So you have to do it at home. Nobody ever gets naked in front of me. But one of my favorite naked homeworks is to have people front, back, however, top or bottom. So you have to be naked in whatever that vicinity is. You will do the whole body eventually, but it is a gratitude body scan. So your lover and you will take turns saying different parts of the body that you're grateful for. So it could be like, I'm so grateful for your eyes because they tell me exactly how much you love me every time I look at you. And then they have to show that body part some physical affection. Whatever it is, it's physical affection, because so often we're only touching for sex, right? We forget that you can just touch for closeness. You can touch just to release good endorphins. You can hug just because it feels comfortable and just because it's pleasure.
All right, everyone, it's me again. That is your 10-minute clip from Sex Ed with DB. The link will be in the show notes. You can go check out the Sex Ed with DB podcast on all of your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, iTunes, all the things. She also has an incredible social media presence. So go check her out on Instagram and TikTok at Sex Ed with DB. You will not be disappointed. And this episode, this clip from this episode is titled Maintaining Long-Term Relationships and Keeping the Spark Alive with a Sex Therapist. Oh, sorry, with a therapist, Dr. Lex Brown James. It is from, as I said, the Sex Ed DB podcast from August 23rd, 2023. But you won't have to scroll because you can just go to our show notes and go find it, go subscribe. And when you love a podcast, if you haven't done this already, review that podcast. You can do that on Spotify. You can do that on iTunes. It only takes you, it could take you a minute or 30 seconds. You just put a little emoji there, but it helps everyone find these podcasts. We really, really, really appreciate when you do that, when you take that time. If you haven't done it for us, if you haven't done it for podcasts like Sex Ed with DB, please do that. It helps to show the love and keep the message out there. And while I'm on that note, on the review note, if you have purchased our book, we love you. Thank you so much. You can also get the audiobook. But reviews are also important there too. And this is, again, any sex educator that you love, if you purchase their book, first of all, purchase their book, because the book will have something far beyond what they're offering on their podcast, and it helps to support them, right? Podcasts are generally free. And so when you go spend that, you know, easy, whatever, $20, $30, cheaper if it's audio, that helps to support them. But also review wherever you purchase the book. We really, really appreciate that too. Okay, that's it for the day. I hope you all have if you're listening on the day of this release, a lovely weekend. As April would usually say, see you next Tuesday, because we release episodes every Tuesday and sometimes on Friday. And we love you all so much. Ciao for now.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.